Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
How you doing, Derek?
Not too bad, man. How are you doing? All right.
Are you a little busy?
You could say so.
Okay. It's always good to have Derek Piper next door because we're going to talk a lot of Illinois basketball today. Good morning. It is the drive with Say and Piper. It is not Monday. We flew right by Monday. That's nothing bad there. I don't think we're going to have a show on Friday because the Cubs and Cardinals play. So Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise is here. He's in a foul mood. I won't mention why. Part of it would be the Cubs, but it's not the Cubs as the central figure in that. We can talk some Cubs and Cardinals if you want. I mean, the Cubs are 8.5 back. They've lost 10 straight. The Cardinals are 9 back. They actually won a game where Matt Carpenter tripled, and that made no sense against one of the best, if not the best pitcher right now in Major League Baseball. So none of it makes sense, what's going on right now. Arrieta to the mound for the Cubs to try to salvage their 10-game losing streak. Adam Wainwright
on
the hill tonight.
That's not going to go well.
No, I don't think so either. And Milwaukee's sitting there 6 games ahead of the Reds. So Dan Hartlett texted me again this weekend. I told him he looked good in that Team USA, but he's like, all right, so the Reds can beat the Cardinals and the Cubs and nobody else. And my response was, this is the dumbest division I've ever watched. it's that simple. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of that. We've got Cliff Rufstrom at 4:30 to talk a little Euro soccer. Right now they're in the semifinals. And I'm not going to tell you a score in case you're taping this, but I'll tell you that Italy and Spain are playing right now, tomorrow, England and Denmark. The winners of that will play Sunday for the Euro Championship. And Derek, before we get into basketball, because we're going to start doing that in a big way, Stephen Bardo going to join us at 5:05. The Euro Championship, essentially, how much momentum would that give a team going into the World Cup?
It's a good question, probably one I'm not entirely qualified for. Good. I have to look up when the next World Cup actually is.
Qualifying will start halfway soon on that, or I mean, you are more of the soccer guy than I am, but that doesn't say much.
That's newly acquired. That was like during COVID. All right, this is a sport that's actually still on TV, so I'm going to start to get invested a little bit.
You were betting that German soccer league pretty heavy.
So I dabble a little bit.
I know nothing about soccer, and I just know that the Euro Cup is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and there are some nice teams as far as quality, which is a word they like to say.
Yeah,
you know, you got the British announcers who have their own sayings.
I love it.
Looks like the World Cup will start November of 2022.
Okay,
so next year, late in the year. But you have some heavy hitters with France, Portugal, Belgium, and those teams are the ones that have been eliminated. You still got England alive going against Denmark.
Okay,
and this is a pretty high profile matchup between Italy and Spain.
I love it.
So there have been some upsets, but still some nice teams here, and expectations, unless Denmark's going to provide the shocker against England, would be Italy or Spain against England for the trophy.
So Denmark, if you like underdogs, Denmark's your team right now. So I'm in it for Denmark.
They've been hot.
I am in it for Denmark.
And they had the player, Christian Eriksen, who collapsed on the field.
Oh, that's right.
And so they've been a nice story here.
Okay.
They've been able to
fair enough
play well for him.
I saw at the bottom of this, 5:30, it says MLB weekend recap and play this a lot.
We suck.
That would be for the Cardinals and the Cubs. The White Sox, by the way, in first by 6 games Although I had a pretty large bet on the White Sox last night, and they...
We suck.
So, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Chicago, on that one. Let's talk basketball. This morning, Kofi declared that he is no longer in the NBA draft. He is pulled out of that. He is coming back to college, but where? Derek, people have been waiting all day for this announcement at 4:10 from Derek Piper. Where is he going?
Oh, boy. We just got to, as we kind of joked about, halfway joked about before the show, we got to thank Kofi and these guys for keeping our ratings up during the summer.
Yeah, because what
we
else?
We got no baseball team that are kind of tailing off here. We had the Cubs for a while that we talked about, and the response seemed to be pretty good.
Yeah, had the White Sox, but we can't get anybody from the White Sox to visit with us.
No.
So we kind of were going to adopt the White Sox, but at this point, I'm boycotting. Not only are they costing me money, but nobody will come on to talk about it.
Yeah.
Jeremy Warner's way too busy. He's like you.
Not going
to
happen.
I wouldn't bother you if you didn't have to be here for 2 hours. So you guys are just busy as heck. He's going crazy with college football news, Illinois football news, and a little bit of basketball, obviously, to help you out as you're going crazy with basketball. I mean, it comes down to this. When we figured that out about Kofi, and when that news came out last week about him entering the transfer portal, we all had our fears about exactly what could happen now. And that is the fact that, in a way, it's kind of a conundrum. In a way, it's great he's coming back to college basketball, and I don't know the stats. I'm not putting a number on it, so I'm going to play right down the middle here. There is a 50% chance that Illinois fans could get an All-American back on their team, which would immediately vault you up in the standings and obviously give you more of an idea of what you're playing for this year compared to what you would have without Kofi. But there's also a 50% chance of Kofi coming back to college, he is coming back to college. There's a 50% chance of him going elsewhere and not Illinois. And that, of course, would put everybody down a bad rabbit hole when it comes to what we think of Kofi. And it's unfortunate, but that is what it is. And I've seen so many people tweet out about, you know, your legacy at Illinois is one that if you came back and was All-American again, led Illinois to another chance at a Big Ten championship or a tournament championship, led them back to the tournament again. I mean, Kofi will never be forgotten. And let's don't forget, obviously, what he meant to this program and what he has done to turn this around. But I'll save that eulogy for later, hopefully never needing it, in terms of him coming to play back or play again back for Illinois. But it's the idea that, Derek, I am sitting here as a fan, and I try not to get into this stuff, but how can you not? And I'm sitting here trying to figure out how excited I could be when I finally hear the news that Kofi is coming back to play for the Illini, or how stinking mad and disappointed I'm going to be when I hear the news that Kofi is playing for Kentucky. I mean, we are all right on the fence. We don't know what Kofi's thinking. We don't even know what Brad and John Calipari and Orlando Antigua and Jeff Alexander, we don't know what they're thinking. We all sit here waiting on a huge announcement that could make such a difference in college basketball next season.
It is absolutely wild. And as you kind of laid out here, you take away the middle ground where it'd be like, in the past, the decision for Kofi would be pretty obvious. And I think it would be the same one that he said he was going to make a couple of weeks ago, which is, hey, I'm going to stay in the draft. Yeah, so what? Maybe the mock drafts don't say I'm going where I want to go, or maybe even going at all.
Yeah.
It's time for me to make money.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, the money is back in college. There's more money based on these projections, and as you kind of dive into what NIL could look like, there's more money most likely for him in college next season than there are in the G League, the pros, whatever that may be for him. So that's why his decision is now college, and that's why you have both ends of the spectrum of incredible elation and just where Illinois could be as a team going into next year with Kofi. And for an offseason that has been pretty darn turbulent Illinois, not that it's been all bad, not that you know, having Chester Frazier here now as an assistant isn't good news for Illinois, or, you know, pick whatever you want out of that. But to have Adam Miller leave through the transfer portal, shockingly, to have three assistants all go to different spots to be assistants, shockingly.
Unbelievable.
This would be the biggest kick in the shorts of an offseason that you've had a couple of those. And this has never happened.
No.
Jeremy and I were talking about this, and I'd have to go back. Our buddy Mike LaTulip, Jeremy was telling me, did the research trying to find an All-American who was an All-American at a specific school, then decided to leave that specific school in college basketball. He went back to 95. I think he stopped looking after that.
Wow.
Because no one's done that.
Nobody's done it.
Nobody's done it before.
Oh.
So when we talked about it in May. When's the last time a one seed lost all three assistants? I don't think it's happened. When's the last time someone had an All-American on their team and he decided to transfer the next season? I don't think that's happened either.
I mean, these are just Illinois things.
So that is where it's now. It's real. He's coming back to college. He's going to be in a uniform. Yes, he has to still figure out his eligibility to the NCAA, what a potential suspension would look like for selling his gear before NIL, and just even just kind of the differences between what you're supposed to do through NIL and just kind of what he did. Not that it was anything criminal or anything. He just, he sold his gear.
Yeah,
he probably paid the money back and maybe a small suspension. I'm not going to speak for the NCAA, but
sure.
Bottom line is the All-American big man is coming back, would be your Big Ten preseason player of the year, would put Illinois in a position to be ranked again, obviously. We could talk a little bit about Dawson Garcia, who also pulled his name out of the draft and is going to make it a pretty quick decision here. So on one side of this, Illinois could get both of those guys and be a preseason top five team in the country.
Wow.
And be up there with Purdue and Michigan as your favorites in the Big Ten.
Wow.
Or you could miss on one or both. And not that you have a bad team by any means.
No.
You would just, the difference between Kofi at your five, and as much as you might be bullish on Omar Payne, he averaged like 4 points and three rebounds per game last year, and there's a big difference there.
There are so many different things that I keep thinking about. Number one, on the basketball side of thing, the good news for Illinois is the what if has already been answered. You know that you have continued to progress as a player if you're Kofi. You know the fans love you. You know that Illinois was the number one seed in the NCAA tournament last year. You know that you were an All-American, second-team All-American on a lot of pages. I think maybe one had him as an All-American. You know you were an All-Big Ten. So you know that you've achieved a lot of success, had double-doubles galore. I think he was number three in the country, was 16 last year. So the what if when it comes to playing basketball at Illinois is cemented. You know that you come back, you are the number one guy, especially when it comes to inside. We know that Curbelo's back. We know that Trent's back. There's a lot of talent still on this team, so he understands that. The what if on Kentucky, he doesn't know when it comes to basketball. He doesn't quite know how he's going to fit with the Wildcats, how he's going to fit with John Calipari's style. Although the what if there is that Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman are there, so there is a lot of familiarity at least with that. But he doesn't know for sure that he could be an All-American at Kentucky. Is there another big guy down there that will shine better than him? Is there a guard at Kentucky as good as Andre Curbelo in terms of getting him the ball? Now, the other what if is the business side. This is a business now. Now, it's always been a business to Kofi, don't get me wrong, because his goal, like Io and like a lot of players, is to make it to the next level and make a lot of money. And he's going to do that wherever he goes. But now with the name, image, likeness, it is a total business decision. And my question to you, because you mentioned this off the air, it could be just a simple decision of what university is going to allow me the better chance to make the most money off the NIL. So in a matter of, and I don't want to say, in the last 2 weeks, every coach in America has had to figure this name, image, likeness out, but they're certainly not experts at it. They know a lot more than we do. They've got compliance people talking to them. They've got, you know, smarter people than me explaining this to them. So they understand what it is. But then all of a sudden, in a matter of like 2 days, you now have to come up with a recruiting pitch essentially to say, okay, well, you know what you can do at Illinois. I mean, I just laid it out, everything that he's done in basketball and what he can continue to do here. here's the chance that you can make a lot of money. And this is coming from a coaching staff that cannot go out and promise those things. In other words, Brad Underwood can't call up Company X and say, hey, are you good for $250,000 if Kofi's here? Are you, hey, Shad, are you good for him being a spokesman at Flexengate and yep. for $500,000? John Calipari can't do that either.
And
dramatic
your course. Air quotes there.
I was doing air quotes.
Yeah.
So let's say it's an even playing field and everybody goes by the rules, do whatever you want there, that comment. But the coaches cannot say in guaranteed fashion that if you come to Kentucky or you stay at Illinois, you're going to make this much money. Now, I saw an article you had that it projected that Iowa would have made $400,000 last year. So there is a base to this that they can project. So I guess maybe you use that. But in other words, what I'm asking in a long-winded question is, how the hell do you recruit to that?
It's a great question. And it's something that you're going to have to show as best as you can without, like you said, making those exact promises. I mean, that's within the structure of what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're not allowed to say, we got you. We got Portillo's on the horn right Boom. Here, and the big beef is now going to be the King Kofi. And
ooh, I like that.
I mean, that's kind of a good idea.
I like that.
and this is how much they're going to give you for yep. it, or whatever it may be. But at the same time, he's going to want to know, mm-hmm. and the people around him are going to want to know, what are you thinking? What are the opportunities looking like? How do we go about getting to the end of the line here, which is us making, I say us, Kofi, profiting as much as possible
yeah.
by going back to college? So that's where it gets really interesting. And you're just in this first offseason of NIL, and there's a lot of questions, and it's fairly open season, and it's without the direction of these athletic departments. And that's not to say, again, that a coach out there, I'm not naming names, wouldn't try to facilitate something like that. Wouldn't say, hey, I know Booster runs this
yep.
this company.
Go Tigers.
And he's, yep, mm-hmm. yep.
You, go Tigers.
Don't tell me, and we talked about this.
I don't know how Lil Wade says it, but
I don't know either.
Go Tigers.
Don't tell me that it would surprise you. Now, Kofi mentioned ESPN, and we'll talk about some of his comments that he had, that he's interested in taking visits. If he took a visit to LSU, would anybody be surprised?
Nope. Not at all.
Especially you got like the baby Shaq thing going on.
Yep. And Adam Miller's there. I'm just going to go down and visit my buddy.
Yeah, that too.
That wouldn't
but
surprise me.
But one interesting
at all.
Part that some people may not know, based on, because Kofi did say, I'm looking to take some visits. It's currently a dead period that started today, goes through the rest of July. So technically, he's not allowed to go on a campus visit that is run through the program.
Okay.
So he can't take an official visit. He can't go on a visit to Kentucky and hang out with Calipari in Antigua.
He could go down to Kentucky and walk around by himself.
Take a self-guided tour,
okay.
similar to what Ty Washington did
yep.
here at Illinois. Speaking of which, he's at Kentucky, so that's a guard that he would be playing with there.
He likes to get shots, though.
He does like to shoot. Now, I'm not saying he's not a good passer, but he's a score-first guy.
Hey, Kofi, if you're listening, he likes to shoot. Andre likes to pass.
Big men in Kentucky, Oscar Tshiebwe.
Yo, yes.
Is there now, transferring from West Virginia.
Good miss, Illinois.
Yeah, Damian Collins is a five-star big man out of Texas that is there as well.
Wow.
So he would have guys in the mix. That's not to say they wouldn't find room and minutes for a mm-hmm. All-American big man. But let's be honest. Like when Kofi says to ESPN, I went to Illinois because of Antigua, that doesn't surprise anybody. Everybody knows that.
Right. Like, he's not lying.
He's not lying. That's the truth. It yeah. shouldn't be like, oh, boy, we lost him. Like yeah. that was the fact.
He didn't grow up in La Salle, Peru, you know, with the idea that his dad went to college in Illinois and he's fired up to be an Illini.
Right. Kentucky's got to sell. They got to pitch.
They do.
They're tabbed to this NBA factory. Kofi's not getting the NBA feedback he wants. Maybe he's equating some of that to being an opportunity to work with Cal. Obviously, to continue working with Antigua.
No doubt.
And one of the guys, if not the guy, that really resonated with Kofi as far as a recruiting pitch was for on Antigua's side was, hey, I coached DeMarcus Cousins, who was a big-bodied big
yep.
man that Kofi really looked up to. I mean, he played at Kentucky.
Right,
there's some of that going on. But like you highlighted, Curbelo's here to get you the ball. Your brand is established here.
Boom.
And I think that's a big deal, and I think that's where Illinois has really got to harp on that. And I'm sure, that obviously, that they are. But you, as you mentioned, the original point is just what we on the outside don't know about navigating this NIL opportunity and what one side is showing him versus the other. That's what's really interesting and really crazy right now.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to push Cliff back to about 4:45 because I want to talk a little Euro Cup with him, but I want to keep going here on Kofi. Can we kind of dive into what he had talked about? He did an article, or he was quoted, excuse me, in an ESPN article. Let's dive into that a little bit. I want to get Derek's thoughts on that. Stephen Bardo at 5:05 to talk specifically about this. He's also coming to Muhammad this Saturday, so we can talk to him. Some of the Illini will be in Muhammad to do some autographs and such, which will be fun. So we'll ask Stephen about that and also about this name, image, likeness, because, you know, one thing, like it or not, Stephen Bardo always has a lot of opinions on this, and I've always respected his opinion. I would love to know what he thinks he and his crew would have made back in the day. Now, the money's different, let's be honest. But certainly there is hard to beat the image of a Flying Illini and what that group meant to the University of Illinois and its fan base that even now we talk about like it was yesterday when we with regards to how good that team was. So we'll touch that with Stephen Bardo. Cliff Rustrum will join us a little bit later this hour to talk Euro Cup real quick. Somebody mentioned Argentina versus Brazil tonight. That must be another. Is that like a CONCACAF gold cup string thing or something? I'll figure that out. But obviously, I know the names Argentina and Brazil. They're both good at soccer, so we can ask Cliff about that. When we come back, though, we'll kind of touch on what Kofi had to say in the article written on ESPN. So we'll do that. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, 217-359-CALL. You can find us on Twitter, at TheDrive93.5. I'm at Lon Tay, ESPN. See you!
I'm a D Piper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. I got lost there for a second. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. You can stream us live at steviej.com, steviejay.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
The Cardinals won last night. The Cubs didn't. The Cardinals are a better team today. It is The Drive.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Urbana Park District has great ideas for friends or family to gather at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. Canoe and kayaks rent for $8 for a half an hour, $10 an hour. Life jackets are provided and required Thursday through Sunday, now through August 8th. Crystal Lake Park in Urbana is open for rentals from noon to 7. Rent canoes, kayaks, paddle boats, and more, all at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. For details, call 217-367-1544 or visit urbanaparks.org. You belong here.
Reliable Mechanical has been providing quality service to the Champaign-Urbana community since 1902. That's right, I said 1902. That's before the radio was even invented. And they're still proving today, 120 years later, that a commitment to superior service will always be a timeless and successful business plan. Trust the guys who've been doing this for over a century at 1411 Interstate Drive in Champaign or online at reliable-mechanical.com.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's Stars and Stripes mattress sale is now extended. Get a king-size mattress for the price of a twin on select Ashley Sleep mattresses. Or get 0% interest for 7 years on select Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest black mattresses starting at $21 per month. Plus, receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card. Or get up to $300 in Ashley cash. These 4th of July mattress savings end Monday. Ashley Home Store, this is home.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. We're back with John Maxwell's Live to Lead this year at the iHotel. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. Let's get inspired and shake off the cobwebs from our brains after a very tough year. We will be in the new large conference room at the iHotel Friday, October 8th. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy tickets for you and for your whole team. Every attendee will receive a copy of my new book that will be published this year. Buy your tickets and come and get inspired with me. HabibHabib.com.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome, come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works.
In East Central Illinois, over 100 AA meetings and almost 20 Zoom meetings in our district each week. AA-ECI.org.
When it comes to fairs, festivals, and fireworks, we're right on it at Stevie J Broadcasting. Farmer City Racing, Friday the 9th, has a $10,000 prize. Details on camping, pit passes, and admission at FarmerCityRacing.com. The 80th anniversary Fisher Fair, proud to welcome Rodney Atkins on stage. July 9th, the Fisher Community Fair is July 6th through the 10th. FisherFair.com for details. The Champaign County Fair gears up to start off on Thursday, July 22nd with Gary Allen and Travis Denning taking the stage at 8 o'clock. General admission tickets are $30. VIP party pit passes are $50. The Beach Boys take the grandstand stage with a $30 general admission ticket. VIP party pit passes for the Beach Boys on Friday, July 23rd, $60. On Saturday, July 24th, the Champaign County Fair has their stock car races. Sunday will spotlight the horses. And on Monday, there's three shows for the Cincinnati Circus. The Midway, the Fair Food. Be a part of the Champaign County Fair. Find out details at champaigncountyfair.cc.
Hey, Line Up fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. Cliff in Urbana, Cliff Roostrom, our resident soccer expert, has agreed to come on at 4:45. And without me even thinking, he's like, well, hopefully this game will be done by then. So I'm not spreading any, well, I kind of am giving away something. But if you're, again, DVRing this Euro Cup game between Italy and Spain, I will not say the score, but it's still going. So hopefully we'll be able to have Cliff on at 4:45, or hopefully this game will be done, and he'll be able to touch on that, plus the Denmark-England game, which is tomorrow, and then the championship for the Euro Cup is Sunday. Stephen Bardo is going to join us at 5:05. This segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit, two locations, one on Neal Street, one on Green Street, GameDaySpirit.com. I noticed they have some really good sales going on T-shirts, and I think on Thursdays, really good sales, like buy one, get two free or something. Do not quote me on that, but check out their website. And if you're wanting to update your T-shirt wardrobe, which, guys, honestly, every once in a while, you need to do that. I know we all have one or two shirts that we hang on to for way too long, and that's fine. That's kind of ours. But once in a while, you need to get a new T-shirt. So great time right now to get to Game Day Spirit. You have the article pulled up from ESPN. I don't remember who was the author of this article, but they were able to visit with Kofi.
So it's Jonathan Givani from ESPN Draft Express.
Oh, okay.
As you know, I'm on Twitter. Got a couple of quotes from Kofi, who told him about remaining in the transfer portal while pulling his name from the draft. He said, to where he's at kind of in the process, he said, I'm pretty much open. There's a possibility I return to Illinois, a possibility I don't. I want to make a quick decision as soon as possible. I don't want to go back and forth. I'm going to take some visits, but I'm not sure where. Now, again, if you missed during the first segment, it is a dead period.
Mm-hmm.
So that will complicate things as far as official visits, meeting with coaching staffs on those visits if he is to follow through with those plans. But he could, of course, say, hey, I'm going to pop up in Lexington, take my own tour.
Got it.
Just check things out. He would fully be able to do that. He was asked about Kentucky in this article, and he says about Antigua, he's the reason I went to Illinois. When he left along with Chin Coleman, I decided to go in the portal to leave my options open. Kentucky, question mark, it's a serious option. Antigua's my guy. I'm going to consider them, but there are a lot of schools. I wasn't really focused on that while I was in the NBA draft. Now I can take my time and evaluate it better.
Should, as an Illinois fan, you be offended by that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you would want maybe more from Kofi than just there's a possibility I return to Illinois, a possibility I don't. Because he goes in depth on Kentucky and what the sell is there.
Okay.
You would probably want to hear, I love Illinois still.
Right.
I made a lot of great memories there. I love Coach Underwood. Curbelo's a great point guard. Now, is he could feel all those things and, and not be quoted in this article. And I'll be honest. The national narrative is really soaking up this Kentucky thing.
Yeah, because they're not going to give Illinois any love.
No, I mean, that's not a good story. As far as they're concerned, they want the drama. And, of course, they glorified the blue blood.
Yep.
So this idea that an All-American is in the transfer portal, which is just crazy and has not happened, but might go to Calipari in Kentucky coming off a year when they were 9-16 or whatever they were.
Yep.
Like, They're gonna eat that up. So they're not sitting here and saying Illinois center Kofi says what he loves about Illinois. That's not getting clicks to the top of ESPN.
Fair enough. That's a great point. The idea that he says he wants to make this a quick decision, but that I will take visits is almost, you know, kind of a, well, hold on a second.
It's a little contradictory.
Right.
A little
bit. The word I'm looking for. I think what he means is I'm going to take a visit. I mean, I can't imagine, maybe I can, that Kofi would just announce for Kentucky without at least seeing the campus. But I don't know.
But that stuff has happened before.
Right.
But yeah, you would think that he'd want to do so. I saw today that he's in Dallas. I guess he's been training there quite a bit and heard that he's in Dallas as of today. But I would imagine that if he's giving Kentucky a legit look, and as you mentioned, at least take a visit.
Right.
That would be the one I would expect him to take.
What other schools could you potentially see Kofi looking at minus Illinois and Kentucky?
LSU.
Fair enough.
UConn.
UConn is, and UConn was one that he looked at hard while choosing Illinois.
Yep.
UConn was kind of in the final stages of his battle, if you will, recruiting battle.
I believe the only two official visits he took as a prospect were to Illinois and UConn. So
okay.
If UConn was involved again, that wouldn't be surprising. It's something that he would really look at. As it boils down, I would think it's an Illinois and Kentucky duel in the end.
If you don't like Blue Bloods, the next week could be really bad. If you get the news that Kofi is going to Kentucky and Dawson Garcia is going to North Carolina, I need to make the decision that I think I'm going to stop using the Blue Blood name, because I feel like I'm even giving them credit when I don't need to. So, but if you all of a sudden, I mean, here again, now listen, as Illinois fans, I understand how, number one, we always have the Illinois rule. That always happens. Like, if this all of a sudden happened to where an All-American left for another school, that would be probably the first time ever. That would be an Illinois thing. It just follows us everywhere. We understand that as an Illini fan. But you can't say that good things never happen when you get the idea that Io came back for his third season, Kofi came back for his second, Andre Curbelo did not go anywhere this year. So let's make sure we point out that some good things have been happening. It's not all doom and gloom. In other words, I don't know that we should immediately sit here and go, well, of course Kofi's going to go to Kentucky and Garcia is going to go to North Carolina. But I don't know that I would let myself sit here as an Illini fan on July 6th and dream about having Kofi and Dawson Garcia on a top five team in the country come basketball season in November. I don't know that I'm going to allow myself to do that, Derek.
And I totally get that. I understand why you have been disappointed before, or you just tempered the expectations, would rather be pleasantly surprised than, you know, being devastated and disappointed if it goes the wrong way the other way. But it is, I mean, it's hard not to think about the potential of what that would look like. I understand from a recruiting aspect in general, I would separate Kofi because Kofi's already been here in Champaign. He's already been at Illinois. Winning a big-time recruitment like a Dawson Garcia, who has no attachment to Illinois at this point in time, and beating out a Carolina or beating out an Arizona, I would get why there would be some skepticism. But I personally, as of today, I like Illinois' chance with Garcia.
Okay.
Personally, I think that the fit makes sense as far as him playing pretty much primarily at the four.
Okay.
Whether that's with Omar Payne or Kofi. But yeah, I mean, both those guys here with Curbelo and then a lot of depth, 2 through 3, and a good amount of shooters, like that would be a really darn good basketball team.
How much better is Illinois next year with Kofi but not Garcia versus how much better next year is Illinois with Garcia but not Kofi? Is that confusing?
Kofi and not Garcia. You have the Big Ten preseason player of the year. You have Curbelo, who's going to be, I think, a first-team Big Ten type of guy. I would say you're still in that conversation as far as Purdue and Michigan because you got the guy to go up against Dickinson. You got the guy up against Travion. You're not going to get beat at the five. And I think you have a chance to win the Big Ten. Yep. You'd at least be in that top three range, in my opinion. And probably a top 15 team nationally.
Okay. Fair enough.
So with Garcia and not Kofi, you're relying a little bit more on Payne to still be pretty solid as a starter. Is going to play 25 minutes a game.
Top half of the Big Ten?
Yeah, I would still say, you know, probably top five in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Not as your floor's not as high because Kofi is, I mean, what he's shown versus Garcia, who had a really nice freshman year.
No doubt.
I still think you could still have the upside of being top three Big Ten challenge for the title.
You'd be more of a quicker team, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I say that Kofi got up and down the court pretty well, but a lot of times Illinois would slow it down in the half court, and obviously it worked quite a bit. I mean, Kofi averaged basically 19 or 20 and 10. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good season in my books. So. But you would maybe then in the half court maybe not have as much of a slowdown, if you will. Although, like you said, I think Omar Payne could run the pick and roll very well with Andre Curbelo. And, of course, Garcia would give you more of a threat on the outside, maybe if Coleman Hawkins. I mean, you could go really big all of a sudden with Coleman, Garcia, and Omar if you wanted to do that, and then go Curbelo and Trent Frazier or however you want to do that. I mean, a lot of options there that you could go. Now, my last question before we take a break, how good is Illinois with Garcia and Kofi? You said top five. Do you
top
think that?
Top five in the country. I say Gonzaga with Drew Timmy coming back and with, I know they lost Suggs and Kispert. I think they lost Kispert, right?
Yes. Everything I see is he's staying in the draft.
Okay. And
I think whatever city gets him, they're going to fall in love with Kispert.
Definitely. Nice hair, too.
That's what I mean. Yeah, because he's
headband and hair.
Correct. I think,
Chet Holmgren going there as well. They're going to be preseason number one. Okay. I'd say Illinois. I have to look beyond that, but I'd be comfortable in saying that's probably a top five team in the country.
Okay. I mean, there are so many reasons I want Kofi back. One of them is I want him to dominate Hunter Dickinson again. I really do.
I mean, he did.
I mean, like whoever it was on Father's Day tweeted out that I hope Hunter Dickinson got a hold of Kofi and said Happy Father's Day to the guy that ruled him this season. That was hilarious. All right, the Euro Cup has ended. Game one, Italy and Spain. I'm going to let everybody know that we're going to give you the result of that. So if you are not wanting to hear this and you are wanting to watch this later without checking social media, and believe me, it can happen because I've done it. I know you guys are out there and you can do it. So turn your radio off here for a few minutes. Now I'm going to ask you, who was in blue?
Italy.
Okay, so Italy won it.
Italy won in PKs.
Okay, I didn't, honestly, I had no idea who was what color. So Italy wins it to advance to the finals of the Euro Cup. They will now face either England or Denmark. And according to Derek, it would be a major upset if Denmark gets the victory tomorrow. The championship is Sunday. When we come back, Cliff Rustrom, he is our resident soccer expert, will join us to talk about this match, tomorrow's match between England and Denmark, and what it will mean for this country or whatever country it is that wins the Euro, what that will mean for that country. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
The Champaign County Fair is coming our way.
The Champaign County Fair has some terrific concerts.
Reserve your seat now in the grandstand or on the track.
Gary Allen starts off on July 22nd. Sitting
out here. Make arrangements now for your VIP party pit passes or get your reserved box seats for five or six people as we start up the fair Thursday, July 22nd with Gary Allen. So you're standing with there. Travis Denning opening the show. Aiden, what's the website for details?
ChampaignCountyFair.cc.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we
do. Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take The Drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
This noise. Fitting for soccer, right? They always have some weird vuvuzelas. Yep. Here it comes again. He scores! That's about right. It is The Drive.
I would prefer the horn in this to the vuvuzela.
That's fair. I agree with you. Because that was just a constant, like, the entire time. Like a swarm of bees flying into Brazil or wherever it was at the time. Cliff Rustrom is our soccer expert. What's up, buddy?
How we doing, man?
Did you like how I paused it to make sure you saw the final of Italy and Spain?
I appreciate it. It was some solid PKs. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That was pretty cool. Before we get to that, one texter on the U of I Lightning Link text line just won the week early on, and they said, Lon, I can assure you the number of listeners who are big soccer fans and also using DVR is exactly zero.
I mean, it's working hours right now. A lot of people do DVR the matches. So yeah. I'll be one of the first to admit that. We do our best lantes when it comes to soccer for overseas.
Boom. I think he means we're old and nobody uses DVR anymore. I think is what he's saying, but I agree with you. How big of a match was this between Spain and Italy? A couple of heavyweights. Italy gets it done in PK. How fun was that to watch, and how big of a victory is that for Italy?
Italy, that's a massive one. They've gone through a massive turnover. They've still got some old heads in there, but they've got a legend coaching them up right now in Mancini. And Italy's kind of been the class of the tournament. And whereas they've been the class of the tournament, you've got Spain, who's been the luckiest of the tournament. That was their third game in a row that they've won in extra time, or that they've gone into extra time. They won against the Swiss in PKs, and then, of course, just lost that one in PKs. But also, and then on the other side for tomorrow, you've got Denmark, who has by far been the team of the tournament. They lost their best player in Christian Eriksen in the first match, who had to be revived on the field after having a heart attack, they believe. And then you've got England, who's been the best defensive team in the tournament and has gotten a clean sheet in every match, which for you, a clean sheet would be a shutout.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cliff, what do you make of England? They're one of those teams that I know the soccer community usually maybe expects to disappoint or fall a little bit short of expectations. I know that Denmark would be a team that they're fully expected to beat and get to this final. What do you kind of make to what have you made of what they've shown so far and their ability to win this whole thing?
I think Denmark can scare some people, and they've proven that already. But these two teams played each other a few months ago, and Denmark actually beat them, and it raised some questions then. The thing with England is they have the best attacking side out of the whole tournament. Nobody has a better attacking team than them, but their manager was a defender, and he sets them up defensively every week, every game, every time. And for a lot of Englanders, it's been a little frustrating, and they were on them early on, and they were questioning them a lot. But now that they've had this success, they've kind of backed off. But if there's something that goes on tomorrow where this happens again, it could be ugly. And with England, they've got all the talent in the world, but they're also known choke artists. They've only won one World Cup. It's their game. I mean, that would be like the USA only winning one gold medal in basketball.
Oh, wow.
And so that's my opinion. Am I being a little overkill on that one? Probably. But then they're also very braggadocious about it. They have a song called It's Coming Home.
Nice.
And it started in 1996 for the Euro tournament. And it was saying, football's coming back home. We're going to win the trophy. They've never even made it to the final of the Euros, let alone win it. So that can just tell you about it. They've had a lot of things in the past. They just beat Germany. It was what German people have said was the worst German side ever. But that was the first time they've beaten them in a tournament in a long time. So it was kind of like flipping the script a little bit. But it'll be interesting tomorrow. I honestly like Denmark to go through.
Oh, wow. Well, that'd be bad. I'm gonna be interested to watch that tomorrow. So you're saying It's Coming Home or whatever is down there with, like, Go Cubs Go?
Absolutely.
Okay. No, that's fair. I got that. Real quick, what team failed in the Euro 2020?
France.
Okay.
France came in as a favorite, and they lost to Swiss and PKs. They just didn't jive. They didn't get the goals. But that was something that we also saw in 2018 in the World Cup. They struggled to score goals in their group stage, and then they were able to turn it on when it came to the knockouts. And they have pretty much the same squad. They just added Karim Benzema, who, if you want, look it up. You'll find kind of funny reasons why he wasn't on the French team.
Hmm.
He pulled a pretty bad prank on a teammate. And then other than that, that's the only thing that changed it up. But they just couldn't get it going. And against the Swiss, they had a 3-1 lead going in late, gave away two goals, went into extra time, and they just weren't able to close it out.
Cliff, what would the results of the next semifinal game and then the championship tell you about the World Cup here coming up next year? Is there such thing as, in the past, maybe momentum riding in from a Euro Cup champion then to go in to the World Cup?
Yeah, we've seen that. And then we've also seen a lot of times, too, where that World Cup winner carries it on to the Euros. I think you'll see England. They'll be tough again. Now, they've had a pretty easy route this year, and they had the same in the 2018 World Cup. They had a pretty easy route, and the only time they really faced people, they struggled, and they ended up losing. They lost to Croatia, and they lost to Belgium twice in that World Cup. Now, this time, the biggest head you'd say they faced was Germany. But again, like I said, it wasn't a really, really tough German side. They just knocked out Ukraine, which that's Ukraine. You wouldn't expect them to be much. But at the same time, tonight you've also got Argentina going against Colombia in Copa America, which is, for South America, that's their Euros. That's their big tournament. Argentina's never won it under Messi. Messi's never won a major trophy for Argentina. So there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. Brazil won last night. So you have the potential for Brazil-Argentina final. So that could make things a lot more exciting this weekend as well.
We've got a long time here, but with World Cup in the United States, we understand the women's side has always done very well at the World Cup. We are all waiting for to not basically get matched up against Tobago or whoever they are. I mean, what are we looking at with the United States men's team? I know you said the last time it's a younger team, I think, right? Are you excited at least with the prospect of the United States making it through the qualifying round and getting to the World Cup?
Absolutely. First and foremost, thankfully, Trinidad and Tobago.
That's it.
Got knocked out, so they are not in the World Cup qualifying. We don't have to worry about them. Secondly, I would say this. Yeah, we're extremely, extremely young, but there are one thing that we're lacking is defenders. And we've got some decent ones, but we haven't found the right combo as far as center back pairings. And then when it comes to right wing back, left wing back, we've got some guys that are pretty good going forward, going ahead and attacking, but not the greatest defending. So Berhalter's got to find the right formation, right guys to shore up the back line and help out our attacking side. Our attacking side is what's promising. We've got the Gold Cup coming up in a week and a half. And it's mostly MLSers, so it's not it's our BC squad for U.S. players, because most of the guys are heading back to training that are overseas. So you're going to see some younger guys that you've not heard of, but they can show some promise. And the guy that I would say to look out for, who should be probably our starting striker in the next World Cup, would be Daryl DK. He plays for Orlando FC.
Okay.
He just spent the last part of the season overseas in the championship, which is in England. So it's like AAA. It'd be like AAA baseball for England. So if you get relegated from the Premier League, you go down to the championship. So he was playing for Barnsley, and he just lit it up. I think he scored 20-plus goals and helped Barnsley make the playoffs. So he's somebody that, for the future, can really help us going forward, I think.
We got like a minute. If the United States had all of their players that are playing overseas, if they stayed and played on the World Cup team, where would the United States fall in terms of ranking in the World Cup standings?
Well, you're seeing it already happen now. And what's going on is, I don't know the official reason why, but what we used to have a lot of times is you would send Andrew or Lucas, if they were studs, you would send them to these U.S. academies. And ours was based in Kansas City.
Got it.
And they would work with these kids. And that's how these kids do it. Even overseas, they're picked by teams when they're 6 years old. So if Champaign-Urbana had a soccer team, they would be playing for that team if they were good enough. And by the time they were 14, if they're not good enough, then they would cut them. They'd maybe try to go to Tolono or whatever.
Right.
Well, for this now, what's going on is they shut it down. U.S. shut it down, and they're relying on the MLS to start up these academies, and it's actually really working. And one of our best young prospects is Caden Clark. He plays for the New York City Red Bulls. And one of its affiliates just picked him up, which is RB Leipzig, which is in the German league, in the Bundesliga. And so after this MLS season, he's going to be going over there. So what's going on is these kids are graduating the academies of the MLS side. And then at 18, they're signing contracts and they're going overseas to really get their feet in the water and get going.
Excellent information, Cliff. Seriously, excellent stuff. Cliff Ruthstrom, he is our soccer expert. By the way, the guy for France that pulled the prank, was that like a Patrick Sharp kind of prank? Or?
Ooh, I think it might be a little worse. I'll have to look it up and send you a link.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I got to see that. That's interesting. Well, listen, thank you. So you got Denmark through tomorrow. Who you got winning the Euro Cup?
Italy.
Okay, Italy gets it. Cliff, excellent stuff. I mean it, man. Thank you so much.
Take care, boys.
All right, buddy. Cliff Ruthstrom. The guy is a, like a lot of people, soccer fanatics, and we always appreciate that. Got to tell you real quick, Farmer City Raceway, $10,000 in prize money given away this Friday, July 9th, with gates opening at 3, hot laps at 6:30, followed by qualifying and racing. Admission $25, kids 12 and under free. Details, you can find them, FarmerCityRacing.com. Stephen Bardo joins us next. It's The Drive.